In Northwest News on Jazz, Blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM, developer Chris Hansen's proposed NBA and NHL arena in Seattle's SoTo District passed a big milestone this week. But KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says there's another major hurdle on the horizon. Art, let's start by talking about exactly what happened on Tuesday.
There was a meeting of the Transportation Committee of the Seattle City Council to take a vote on a specific element that had to happen in order to advance Chris Hansen's SoTo Arena project, and that was a street vacation of a portion of Occidental Avenue south of the Mariner Stadium now, where Hansen's arena would be located. And the reason this vote came up was because Hansen, since the original agreement called a Memorandum of Understanding between his project, the City of Seattle, and King County started in 2012, Hansen has been improving his pitch in order to get eventually city council approval for the project, which is triggered by the street vacation on Occidental. So the Transportation Committee voted 4-1 to move this decision to the full council, which will meet May 2nd. This is the first time a political body has weighed in on the project since 2012, when that agreement was signed under former Mayor Mike McGinn. And now the council will consider whether Hansen's project is worthy. Up to this point, he's been improving the project, which includes an $85 million parking garage, another potentially $18 million pedestrian bridge over the railroad tracks at Holgate Street, to a point where he's spending a whole lot more than the $490 million he originally budgeted for the project.
So this week's vote was a setback for opponents of the SoTo location for the arena.
Correct. The Port of Seattle has long been against this because they think a third sports venue in the area is going to further mess up their traffic problems and freight mobility. And the Seahawks and the Mariners have also been against it because they think that the third venue is going to make life terrible for the fans attending events there. And this was a setback for all of them. But as a part of the amendments to the original agreement that were also passed 4-1, they came up with a very specific proposal about how the events will be scheduled. And in the last couple of weeks, there have been, behind closed doors, a lot of meetings between the teams and Hansen to sort this out and to shape the language that he is going to have to abide by if this passes.
So he's been trying to shine this up and make it real pretty. What do you think is going to happen May 2nd?
Well, it's hard to know. There are 9 members of the council, and 4 of them are likely to continue to vote to approve this as they did Tuesday. And so they need one more vote. I'm not sure how that's going to play out because this is politics, not sports, and I'm not going to guess political ambitions here on this. There's going to be a lot of horse trading going on in the next couple of weeks. But I do think this is significant progress for Hansen. But in the big picture, his opponent here is the NBA, because as a part of the MOU signed in 2012, Chris Hansen has to have a team in hand before any shovel full of dirt gets turned. That's going to be hard to do because the NBA has said they're not expanding in the near future, and there's no apparent team vulnerable to relocation right now, as Hansen tried to do with Sacramento in 2013. So the big obstacle remains, how do you get a team here before the expiration of the 5-year Memorandum of Understanding in November 2017? That will be his challenge. He'll have something in hand to show the NBA, but whether it's enough remains to be seen.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.